What's been your process last month or so?
I actually went home back in June, back into New York for about 2 weeks. Then I went down to Miami, and I've been training there for the rest of the time. And I just got back here on Saturday, so ready to get this going.
When you hear Chip Kelly say he likes big guys mm-hmm. and can beat up on small guys,
oh yeah,
what do you think of that concept?
I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting. We got a couple of big guys here, which is, you know, obviously you got to compete with those bigger guys because, you know, there's only a few spots. But somebody like me who has a greater advantage over most guys, it's exciting. I always try to use that advantage over the defender as much as I can. So I'm gonna stick to that, and hopefully the coaches like that.
Well, what did you learn about yourself during the mini camps as far as competing at this level?
Yeah, I realized that having that, you know, I haven't played football since 2011 with the pads on. So having that time off, it takes a little while to get things going. You got to knock the rust off, you know, especially being a receiver, cutting in and out of cuts and breaks. You know, it takes a little while, so I made sure that was one of my main focuses throughout minicamp and OTAs, and even during this off time, I've been working on different routes and cutting and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, you're clearly the most raw of all mm-hmm. the guys on the roster. Oh, I mean, yeah. Do you feel like that's going to be a big challenge for you to
in the team? Or? I don't want to say a big challenge. It's definitely something to focus on. It's going to be something that's going to be a challenge for me, but I played football my whole life. You know, it's kind of easy for me to get back into it, so I'm excited. I think I'm ready to go.
What do you think they're pretty patient here? First ever NFL training camp.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I really don't know what to expect. So I'm just taking it a day at a time. But I know that throughout the whole process, no matter what happens, I'm going to be excited. And I'm going to be one of those guys that is going to have fun on the field. You know what I mean? No tight, no nerves. There's no space for fear. So it's going to be one of those great experiences for me.
After going through the mini camps, yeah. What did you work on the most during this time to get ready for this point?
It was definitely the route running, just making sure that I can stick routes and cut out of those routes. But also, I realized that a lot of it is mentally. You know, a whole new offense for me, even for the whole team. You know, I think for all of us, it's going to be mentally making sure that we know what we're doing so we can do it comfortably.
You talked about, I think, during OTA, that whole combination that it was affecting the consistency in terms of catching, mm-hmm. bringing the ball back.
Exactly.
Did you feel, since you've left, that you made progress that way?
Yeah, definitely. Did. Definitely. Like I said, even with consistency, that's a lot of that is mentally. You got to be focused. So it really, it's talent or not, you got to be focused, and especially catching the ball, you got to focus in on that ball. So being consistent has a lot to do with being mentally ready and prepared every snap, and that's what I've been trying to do this whole offseason.
So what are you doing in Miami? What could do that?
I went down to Bomarito's Performance Systems down in Miami, and I was training with my receivers coach, Kelly Washington. You know, there's a lot of NFL guys out there too, so I have the opportunity to ask a lot of guys different questions. And that was great for me.
What was the best piece of advice?
The best piece of advice I took a little thing from Kelly Washington was, you know, when you stick a post, you know, 1, 2, 3, stick it and make an angle. Everything is angles. So you don't want to round anything. You want to make sure everything is precise. Less steps equals, you know, it equals better results. So.